Hello, hello, hello. My name is Charlie Gordon. I am 37 years old, and 2 weeks ago was my birthday. Miss Kenyon says I should say about what I think and everything that happens to me from now on. I don't know why, but she says it's important, so they will see if they will use me. I hope they use me. Miss Kenyon says maybe they can make me smart. I want to be smart. I have nothing more to say now.
Flowers for Algernon by Daniel Keyes, dramatised by Bert Cools, with Tom Courtney as Charlie Gordon.
Miss Kenyon says maybe they can make me smart. I want to be smart. I have nothing more to say now.
Well, Doctor?
I don't know.
Dr. Strauss?
How long did it take him to learn to work the recorder?
Not long.
How long, Miss Kenyon?
3 sessions, but...
IQ 68. Muscular coordination.
Average for his development, perhaps slightly above.
I'd like to do some basic tests before we finally decide.
I'm not in favour.
We'll do some tests.
You must be Charlie.
I'm Charlie.
Yeah, my name's Bert.
How do you do, Bert?
I'm very well, thanks. Now, Charlie, are you ready? I want you to look at these cards.
I had a test today. I think I failed it, and I think that maybe now they won't use me. What happened is, a nice young man was in the room, and he had some white cards with ink spilled all over them. He said, "Charlie, what do you see on this card?" I was very scared, even though I had my rabbit's foot in my pocket, because when I was a kid, I always failed tests in school, and I spilled ink too. I told him I saw an ink blot, but he wanted me to say what was in the ink. I didn't see nothing in the ink, but he said there was pictures there. Other people saw some pictures. I couldn't see any pictures. I really tried to see. I said, "Please let me try again. I'll get it in a few minutes because I'm not so fast sometimes. I'm a slow reader too in Miss Kenyon's class for slow adults, but I'm trying very hard." I don't think I passed the test.
Charlie, hello.
Hello.
I'm Dr. Strauss.
Dr. Strauss.
And this is Dr. Niemer.
Niemer. How do you
do? Sit down, please.
Right.
Now, we have the results of the test you took yesterday.
I couldn't see the pictures. I'm really sorry.
It doesn't matter.
There was ink all over the cards when he gave them to me. I didn't spill it.
Tell us about the night school you go to.
Miss Kenyon never gives me tests like that one.
How did you find the night school, Charlie? Did someone tell you to go there?
No. I asked people where I should go to learn to read and spell good, and they told me there.
Ah. Miss Kenyon tells us you're her star pupil.
Oh.
Her best pupil. Why did you want to learn to read and to spell?
Because all my life I wanted not to be stupid. Are you going to use me?
You do know that it'll probably be temporary.
Yes, Miss Kenyon told me. I don't care if it hurts. Dr. Strauss and Dr. Nemo said that maybe they will still use me. They said that Miss Kenyon told them I was the bestest pupil in her class because I tried the hardest and I really wanted to learn. They said I've got to go back tomorrow and do some more tests. Perhaps I'll meet my friend Bert again. This time I'll try really hard to see the pictures. Where are we going?
Don't be scared, Charlie.
I'm not scared. Will Miss Kenyon be there?
No, not today. I'm taking you to meet Algernon.
Algernon.
There he is.
Algernon.
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 That's right. You and Algernon are going to play a game.
How can he play a game? He's just a mouse. The game wasn't really a game. It was like a race. Bert put Algernon in a box with a lot of twists and turns, like all kind of walls, and then he gave me a pencil and paper with lines and lots of boxes. On one side it said start, and on the other end it said finish. Bert said it was amazed, and that Algernon and me had the same amazed to do. I didn't see how we could have the same amazed if Algernon had a box and I had a paper, but I didn't say nothing. Anyway, there wasn't time because the race started. Bert had a watch he was trying to hide so I wouldn't see it, so I tried not to look, and that made me nervous. Anyway, that test made me feel even worse than the other one because we did it over 10 times with different amazed, and Algernon won every time. I didn't know that mice were so smart. Maybe that's because Algernon's a white mouse. Maybe white mice are smarter than other mice.
What have you got against him?
I just don't think he's the right candidate.
Oh, that's a very scientific argument.
Look, we're making history here. If the operation succeeds,
you'll have your place in the history books, whoever the subject
is. You think that's all I care about?
I know Charlie isn't exactly what you had in mind for the first of your new breed.
New breed? You make me sound like some kind of Frankenstein. Look, all the indications are for a tripling of base intelligence at the very least. I simply don't think he'll be able to cope with it.
They're going to use me. I'm so excited. Dr. Niemer and Dr. Strauss had an argument about it first. I heard them from outside the door. I didn't get all the words, and they were talking too fast. But it sounded like Dr. Strauss was on my side, and like the other one wasn't. Dr. Strauss must have won. They're not here now. They've gone. I'm waiting for Miss Kenyon to take me home. I like Miss Kenyon because she's a very smart teacher.
Well, Charlie, going to have a second chance. How do you feel?
I'm scared. I never had an operation before.
Dr. Strauss is a very fine surgeon. You'll be in good hands.
What about Dr. Niemer? He doesn't like me.
I'm sure that's not true. But he can't operate on you, Charlie. He's a psychologist. He's a doctor who knows about how you think.
If he knows how I think, he knows I don't like him either. I'm scared.
Charlie, don't be scared. You've done so much with so little. I think you deserve this more than anybody.
Dr. Strauss said I had something that was very good. He said I had a good motivation. I never even knew I had that. I felt proud when he said that not everybody with an IQ of 68 had that thing. I don't know what it is or where I got it, but he said Algernon had it too. Algernon's motivation is the cheese they put in his box. But it can't be that, because I didn't eat any cheese this week.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Dr. Strauss.
Are you feeling sleepy?
Yes. Dr. Niemer took my sweets away.
Your sweets?
The nurses gave me a box of sweets. And Miss Kenyon gave me a card, see? It says, good luck. And inside it says, love from Miss Kenyon.
Mm.
Lots of people have come to wish me luck. I hope I have luck.
Are you scared, Charlie?
I've got my rabbit's foot and my lucky penny. Mm. Dr. Strauss?
Yes?
After the operation, will I beat Algernon in the race?
Maybe.
If the operation works, I'll show that mouse I can be as smart as he is. Maybe smarter.
That's the spirit.
Then I'll be able to read better and spell the words good and know lots of things and be like other people. What's that?
It's just something to make you sleep. An injection.
No, it'll hurt.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. I already had one.
This is the last one. Relax now. It won't hurt, Charlie. Trust me.
All right.
That's the way.
Ow!
That's it. All over.
He said it wouldn't hurt. He said it wouldn't.
Charlie, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Wake up, Charlie.
What?
Hello, Charlie.
Miss Kenyon?
That's right.
Where are you? I can't see anything.
There are bandages on your eyes.
What happened?
The operation's over, Charlie. It's all over.
Am I smart now?
Go back to sleep. I'll come see you again soon.
Did it work? Am I smart? Am I smart now?
Well, Doctor?
We can't possibly know straight away. We'll get a better idea in a couple of days after Nima's had a few chats with him.
The operation didn't hurt. He did it while I was sleeping. They took off the bandages from my eyes and my head today so I can make another tape. Dr. Nemo said they're called progress reports. He says it's okay to tell about all the things that happen to me, but he says I should tell more about what I feel and what I think. When I told him I don't know how to think, he said, try. All the time when the bandages were on my eyes, I tried to think. Nothing happened. I don't know what to think about. Maybe if I ask Dr. Strauss, he'll tell me how I can think now that I'm supposed to get smart. What do smart people think about? Fancy things, I suppose. I wish I knew some fancy things already.
All right. Mears M17, ear, run 6. Here you go, Charlie. Charlie, what's the matter?
I don't want to play.
Come on, Charlie. You got to. Algernon wants to. Look.
Of course he does. He always wins.
Well, maybe not this time, huh? Come on.
Nothing is happening. I hate that mouse. It beats me every time. Dr. Strauss said I've got to play those games. And he said, sometime I've got to take that test again. Those ink blots are stupid. There aren't any pictures. I like to draw pictures, but I won't make up lies. I've got a headache from trying to think so much. I thought Dr. Strauss was my friend, but he don't help me. He don't tell me what to think or when I'll get smart. Miss Kenyon didn't come to see me. I think making these progress reports is stupid too.
Now, Charlie, you mustn't get discouraged.
But you said I'd be smart.
We said you might be smarter than you were.
Well, I'm not.
It takes time, Charlie. It's only 2 weeks since you had the surgery. It took a long time for Algernon.
Algernon? He had the same operation as me.
Of course he did.
Didn't anyone tell you that?
No. So he's not just an ordinary mouse.
Charlie, Algernon's intelligence is 3 times what it used to be.
But that's great. I bet I could do that amazed faster than an ordinary mouse.
I'm sure you could.
Maybe one day I'll beat Algernon. Wouldn't that be something? Dr. Strauss?
Yes, Charlie?
Is Algernon going to stay smart permanent? I'm going back to the factory. They said I should go back, but I can't tell anyone what the operation was for, and I have to come to the hospital for an hour every night after work. They're going to pay me money every month for learning to be smart. I'm glad I'm going back to work because I miss my job and all my friends and all the fun we have there.
Hey, Charlie, let's have a look at your operation.
Get your cup, Charlie.
See?
What'd they do, Charlie? Put some brains in.
Oh. I'm not allowed to say.
I don't think he had no operations.
I did.
Nah. I think if you got his key and opened his door the hard way.
We had a lot of fun at the factory today. Joe and Frank really made me laugh. They're my friends and they like me. Sometimes somebody will say, hey, look at Joe, or Frank, He really done a Charlie Gordon. I don't know why they say that, but they always laugh. This morning, the foreman used my name when he shouted at Leroy, the office boy. Leroy lost a package. He said, "Leroy, for God's sake, what are you trying to be, a Charlie Gordon?" I don't understand why he said that. I never lost any packages.
And now it's time for the first contestant on Pick Your Brain.
Who is it? Just a minute. Come in.
Charlie, you shouldn't have that thing so loud.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Flynn. Have you come for the rent?
You paid me the rent 2 days ago.
Oh, good.
You've got a visitor. Tidy yourself up a bit. In here, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Dr. Strauss.
Charlie, why didn't you come to the hospital tonight? You know you're supposed to come every night, don't you?
I don't want to come no more.
Why not?
I don't like to race with Algernon.
Ah, because you always lose.
How would you like it if you got beat by a mouse?
I wouldn't like it at all.
No.
I'll tell you what. You don't have to race Algernon for a while. How's that?
No more races?
Not for the moment. But I would like you to come in after work every night. Will you do that?
I don't know.
If you want to get smart, you have to do what I say.
I don't think I'm going to get smart.
Charlie, you don't know it yet. But you're getting smarter all the time. You just won't notice it for a while.
When can I go back to Miss Kenyon's school?
You won't be going back there.
I want to go back.
Now, take it easy. Miss Kenyon's going to come to the lab and give you special teaching. It'll be just you and her together. You'll enjoy that, won't you?
I was mad at her when she didn't come and see me.
She has lots of responsibilities, Charlie. Lots of other people to teach and look after.
I was really mad.
But you still like her, don't you?
I like her. Maybe we'd be friends again. Dr. Strauss gave me a present, only it wasn't a present, but just for lend. I thought it was a little television, but it wasn't. He said I got to put it by my bed and turn it on when I go to sleep. I said, "You're kidding. Why should I turn it on when I'm going to sleep? Whoever heard of a thing like that?" But I did it anyway. That stupid TV kept me up all night. How can I sleep with something yelling crazy things all night in my ears? And the stupid pictures. I think it's crazy. I watch TV all the time, and it's never made me smart. Maybe you have to sleep while you watch it, or it doesn't work.
Hello, Charlie.
Miss Kenyon.
How are you?
I'm tired. Dr. Strauss gave me a stupid TV to listen to all night. Only it'll be all right now, because he showed me how to turn the sound right down. He says I don't need to hear it at all.
It's called a subconscious learning device.
That's right, that's what he said. It'll make me smart when I'm asleep. I said, what's the point of that? I want to be smart when I'm awake.
Good for you, Charlie. What did he say?
He said it's the same thing. I've got two minds called the conscious and the unconscious, and they don't talk to each other. That's why I have dreams. I've been having some funny dreams lately. Miss Kenyon?
Yes?
Is it only me, or does everybody have two minds? I've got a headache today. It's from the party. My friends from the factory took me to the pub. I had a good time. I can't wait to be smart like them. I don't remember how the party was over, but I think I went out to buy a newspaper for Joe and Frank, and when I came back, there was no one there. A nice policeman brought me back home. That's what my landlady, Mrs. Flynn, says. Anyway, I got a bad headache, and I'm sick and hurt all over. I don't think I'll drink any more.
Ready, Charlie?
Ready.
Go.
Finished.
Charlie, you know what?
What?
You won.
What? I won! I beat Algernon!
Well done.
I won!
Oh. Charlie, what's the matter?
Algernon must feel really bad.
No, I don't think so.
Of course he must, after winning all this time. Poor Algernon.
Would you like to hold him?
Can I?
Sure.
Good. It might make him feel better.
Here you go.
He's all soft, like cotton wool.
Yeah.
And his eyes are black and pink on the edges. He's not so bad. Can I feed him something?
No. He has to earn his food.
What do you mean?
He has to do tests to get it, like the mares.
Every time? Tests every time?
Sure. Dr. Nima's orders.
I don't think that's right. How would that Dr. Nemo like it if he had to pass a test every time he wants to eat? I think I'll be friends with Algernon. I now began to seriously consider my condition, and I drew up the state of my affairs in writing, not so much to leave them to any that were to come after me, as to deliver my thoughts from daily poring upon them and afflicting my mind.
Okay, Charlie. We'll stop there for tonight.
Right.
That was good, Charlie. Very good.
Oh, don't worry, Miss Kenyon. I'm not smart yet.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. Are you enjoying the book?
It's very hard. I never read such a hard book before. I feel sorry for him.
For Robinson Crusoe? Why?
Because he's all alone and has no friends. But I think there must be someone else on that island, because of the picture.
What picture?
The one on page 137.
Just a minute, Charlie. Good Lord. Go on, Charlie. Tell me about the picture.
The sun's shining and there are birds. He's got his funny umbrella and he's looking at footprints in the sand. So there must be someone there. I hope he gets a friend and not be lonely. Shall I read some more?
No, not now. Charlie, I want to talk to you.
You are talking to me.
Yes. Dr. Strauss and Dr. Nima let me listen to some of your progress report tapes.
Did you like them?
They're very good. Charlie, I think you're a fine person. And I think you're going to show them all.
What will I show them? Who?
Never mind. No. Listen. You shouldn't feel bad if you find out that some people aren't as nice as you think.
What people?
People you know, at work, maybe.
Oh, you needn't worry about that. They're smart people. They never do anything that isn't nice. They're my friends.
Oh, Charlie.
What's the matter, Miss Kenyon? Have you got something in your eye? Shall I get it out for you? Miss Kenyon said I'm learning fast. She looked at me sort of funny. Last night, we finished Robinson Crusoe. I want to find out more about what happens to him, but Miss Kenyon says that's all there is. Why? Miss Kenyon teaches me to write better, too. Today she told me about commas and all the other things. Punctuation. She told me how to mix them all up with the words, but when I tried, she said I did it wrong. I wish I could be smart like her. She's a genius. She gave me a grammar book, so I'm going to stop now and read it. It's 9:30. What an idiot I am! I didn't even understand what she was talking about. I read the grammar book last night, and it explains the whole thing. Then I saw it was the same way as Miss Kenyon was trying to tell me, but I just didn't get it. I woke up in the middle of the night, and the whole thing straightened out in my mind.
I thought you'd want to see.
Yes. Thank you. Nima?
Show me the previous piece of work again.
Here, Doctor.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, we progress.
Go on, Charlie. Get up close to her. You're supposed to be having fun.
Watch him, Ellen.
Why isn't anyone else dancing, Ellen?
They're tired. Come on, up with it.
Get him up, Ellen.
Why are they laughing?
Someone told a joke. Come on, Charlie, don't stop. You're the star of the show. Come on.
I don't feel well.
Have some more Pepsi.
It tastes funny.
Why are you laughing? Frank, why are they laughing? No, stop it. I don't like it. Stop it. Let me get by, please. Stop it. Stop it. I want to go home. Stop it.
I felt naked. I wanted to hide myself. I didn't know what to do. Finally, I walked home. It's a funny thing. I never knew that Joe and Frank and the others liked to have me around all the time, just to make fun of me. Now I know what it means when they say, to do a Charlie Gordon. I'm ashamed. Leave me alone.
Charlie, let me in.
I don't want to. I didn't say you could come in.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
What do you want, Mrs. Flynn?
I wanted to see if you're all right. Are you sick?
Yes, I am. I'm ill.
You don't look ill.
I'd like you to phone the factory for me and tell them I'm ill. Please do that.
Shall I call a doctor?
That won't be necessary. Just the factory. Will you do it?
Oh, I don't know, Charlie.
Please do it.
Yes. Yes, of course, Charlie. Whatever you say. Whatever you say.
I think it's a good thing about finding out how everybody laughs at me. I thought about it a lot. It's because I'm so stupid, I don't even know when I'm doing something stupid. People think it's funny when a retarded person can't do things the same way they can. Anyway, now I know I'm getting smarter every day. I know punctuation, and I can spell good. There are times when I can close my eyes and think of a page, and it all comes back like a picture. Besides history, geography and arithmetic, Miss Kenyon said I should now start to learn a few foreign languages. Dr. Strauss gave me some more tapes to play while I sleep. I still don't understand how that conscious and unconscious mind works, but Dr. Strauss says not to worry yet. When I become intelligent, like Dr. Strauss says, with three times my IQ of 68, then maybe I'd be like everyone else, and people will like me and be friendly. Dr. Nemore says I have to take a Rorschach test tomorrow. I wonder what that is.
Okay, Charlie. Here we go.
It's the ink blot test.
Sorry?
The cards with the ink blots on them. I took this test before the operation.
Ah, you remember, do you?
Of course I remember.
Yes, of course. Sorry.
Right.
Okay, now, I want you to look at this first card. What might this be? People see all sorts of things in these ink blots. Tell me what it might be for you. What does it make you think of?
What did you say?
What does it make you think of?
You mean there are no pictures hidden in those ink blots?
What?
Pictures. Hidden in the ink blots. Last time you told me that everyone could see them, and you wanted me to find them, too.
Charlie, last time I used almost exactly the same words I used just now. I always say the same thing.
I don't believe you.
Why should I lie?
To make fun of me.
Charlie!
I was sure. Show me that card. Mm-hmm. It looks like a pair of bats hanging upside down. Next. Mm-hmm. Two men fencing. Next. A clown's face. A vase of flowers, a lion, a butterfly with an injured wing. Wait.
What?
How can you be sure I'm not just saying anything at random? How do you know I'm not making a fool of you? I went back to the factory. I figured out a new way to line up the machines on the production line, and I overheard Mr. Donegan, the owner, say that it will save thousands of pounds a year in labour and increased production. He gave me a £50 bonus. Tomorrow, I plan to take Joe and Frank out to lunch to celebrate.
Nah, sorry, Charlie, mate. I've got to do some shopping for the wife. I promised, you know.
Yeah, and I'm meeting my cousin for lunch. Arranged it weeks ago. Bleeding shame.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
It's almost as if they're afraid of me. Hardly anybody talks to me or jokes around the way they used to. It makes the job sort of lonely. I'm going to try to get up the nerve to ask Miss Kenyon to have dinner with me to celebrate my bonus. I'll ask her tonight at the hospital.
For God's sake, Strauss, it's my experiment and my research, and I'll publish the results whenever I think fit.
Your experiment? Who performed the operation? Whose technique made the whole thing possible? Who found it, for God's sake?
Joint names, then. I'll grant you that.
Oh, thank you very much.
But we publish at the end of this month.
It's too soon. We're still not 100% sure.
Too soon. If we wait any longer, word will get out anyway
and spoil your thunder.
Charlie?
Miss Kenyon.
Why are you waiting out here?
They're arguing again. Come away. They argue all the time now.
Yes, I know.
Miss Kenyon?
Yes, Charlie.
I have something to ask you. I don't understand why I never noticed how beautiful Miss Kenyon really is. She has brown eyes and feathery brown hair that comes to the top of her neck. She's only 34. I think from the beginning I had the feeling that she was an unreachable genius and very, very old. Now every time I see her, she grows younger and more lovely. There.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
You know, Charlie, you'll soon be leaving me behind.
Hardly.
No, it's true. You're already a better reader than I am. You can take in a whole page at a glance, and you remember every single word you read.
I don't feel intelligent. There are so many things I don't understand.
You've got to be patient. You're accomplishing in weeks what takes normal people half a lifetime. It's amazing. You're like a giant sponge soaking things in. Facts, figures, general knowledge. And soon, you'll begin to connect them.
Connect them?
Well, all the different branches of learning are related. They're like steps on a giant ladder that take you up higher and higher to see more and more of the world around you.
That's a wonderful way of putting it.
I can see only a little bit of the world, Charlie. And I won't go much higher than I am now. But you will keep climbing up and up and see more and more, and each step will open new worlds that you never even knew existed. I just hope to God...
What?
I just hope I wasn't wrong, advising you to go into this in the first place.
Well, how could you be? I mean, it worked, didn't it?
Yes. Yes, it worked.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. No guarantee of permanence. Cheer up. Algernon's still smart, isn't he? And this is only the beginning for me. I know it. No guarantee of permanence. I didn't want to think of what that might mean, any more than elderly people want to think about death. But I hadn't lied to her, and I understood what she meant about the levels, because I'd seen some of them already. The thought of leaving her behind made me sad. I'm in love with Miss Kenyon.
Close the door, Charlie. Look, Charlie...
What can I do for you, Mr. Donegan?
I want you to look at this. It's a petition.
Yes, I can see that.
Everybody on the factory floor signed it. All 150 of them. So.
Except Mary Carter.
What?
Mary Carter. Mrs. Carter in packing. Her name isn't on the list. She's the only one.
Jeez.
And everyone else demands that you fire me.
What's happened to you? They don't think it's right.
How can you say that? What's wrong with a man becoming more intelligent?
I think it would be best for all concerned if you left.
So you're going to fire me?
I was hoping you'd leave of your own free will. It would be less...
Embarrassing. Will you tell me something?
What?
Before, when they laughed at me, they despised me for my ignorance. Now, they hate me for my knowledge. What in God's name do they want of me? This is the first tape I've recorded since I left the factory, just over 2 weeks ago. Dr. Strauss is very angry at me for not doing more progress reports, and he's justified because the hospital is now paying me a regular salary. I told him I was too busy thinking and reading, and showed him some notes I'd typed up. He reminded me yet again about the need to speak and write simply, so that people will be able to understand me. Dr. Strauss and Dr. Nemo reached an agreement about publishing their work and their findings. They're going to present Algernon and myself to the annual conference of the World Psychological Association next Tuesday.
Well, Charlie, we created quite a sensation.
So it seems.
We are very proud of you, Charlie. Very proud.
And of Algernon?
Of course.
Good. Charlie and Algernon. Algernon and Charlie. Two interchangeable experimental animals. We should be treated alike.
Oh, please, Charlie.
What a shame you couldn't get Algernon to make a few tapes before his operation. You might have raised even more laughs than you did with mine.
Strauss! Nemour! Ah. What are you doing skulking over here all by yourselves? People want to meet you.
Good afternoon, Professor Sherrinford.
Good afternoon to you. Well, Nemour, that was a very impressive presentation.
Thank you, David.
Brilliant work, pair of you. And what do you think of these two geniuses, then, eh? Charlie?
Well, David, my first impression of Dr. Nemour was that he was indeed a genius. But now I realize that although he has a very good mind, he's shackled by self-doubt. That's why it's so important for him to feel that his work is accepted by the world.
I hardly think that...
Dr. Strauss, on the other hand, might be called a genius, although I feel that his areas of knowledge are too limited, presumably due to his being educated in the tradition of narrow specialization.
Well, that's an extremely sweeping statement, Charlie.
Is it? I was shocked when you told me that the only ancient languages that you can read are Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. And you know almost nothing of mathematics beyond the elementary levels of the calculus of variations.
And this shocked you, Mr. Gordon?
More than shocked, Professor. When I first discovered it, I was almost angered.
Angered. Fascinating.
It was as if he'd been hiding the truth in order to deceive me, pretending to be what he's not. No one I've ever known is what he appears to be on the surface.
Dr. Nemour has stopped our regular analysis sessions. He's increasingly uncomfortable around me. Sometimes when I try to talk to him, he just looks at me strangely and turns away. I was angry at first when Dr. Strauss told me I was giving Dr. Nemour an inferiority complex. I thought he was mocking me, and I'm oversensitive at being made fun of. How was I to know that a highly respected psycho-experimentalist like Nemour was unacquainted with Hindustani and Chinese? I asked Dr. Strauss how Nemour could refute Rahajamati's attacks on his methods and results if Nemour couldn't even read them in the first place. That strange look on Dr. Strauss's face could only mean one of two things. Either he doesn't want to tell Nemour what they're saying in India, or else, and this worries me, Dr. Strauss doesn't know either. I must be careful to speak and write clearly and simply, so that people won't laugh.
The little boy runs down the street. His friends run after him, see them run and laugh.
Very good, Robert. Right, okay, everyone. Time to go home now.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye, Audrey. Thank you. Goodbye, Malcolm. Oh, see you all next week. And don't forget your books. Okay. Goodbye.
Good evening, Miss Kinnion.
Charlie.
May I come in?
Of course.
Thank you.
How are you? How was the conference?
I should have been prepared for it. I knew I was going to be on display, but even so.
What? Prepared for what?
Nemour seems to think that he hasn't so much helped me as created me, that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't exist at all. I knew he saw me as less than human before, but it came as a shock to realise that, well, nothing's changed. To him, I'm just a test result.
Charlie, why did you come here?
I haven't seen you for over a week.
There's nothing I can teach you anymore. You must know that.
I wanted you to talk to me, not teach me. Have you had dinner?
Yes, I have.
Then may I buy you a drink?
I have my car here. I shouldn't.
Coffee, then.
But it's so wonderfully simple. It has true elegance. The last movement of the fifth concerto is a perfect example of the mathematical variance equivalent applied to an everyday construct.
Charlie, stop!
Miss Kinnion.
Oh, forgive me. I wasn't laughing at you.
No?
No, certainly not.
I can't communicate with anyone very much now.
Oh, Charlie.
I must read Rostat's equations again.
Rostat?
Levels of semantic progression. It's brilliant, though there's so much more he could have covered. Thank God for my books and my music.
Oh, he didn't work here long.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, I didn't.
All right, don't just stand there. Clean up this mess.
Right.
Not like that, you idiot. Not with your hands. You touch yourself. Get the broom.
The broom.
The broom from the kitchen.
The broom. Right.
He's not stupid. It's easier to break him than wash him up.
Yes.
That's right.
Charlie!
What? Oh, my God. I was laughing at him, just like all those others. Me.
But you stopped.
Did you see his reaction? He joined in. He thought they were being friendly. He liked it.
It's a very common reaction. I know it's upsetting.
I'd almost forgotten.
Forgotten what?
That was me in there, the Charlie Gordon I used to be.
Oh, Charlie.
No, I didn't forget. You can't forget what you've never known.
Oh, I don't understand.
I never really knew what I was like. Back then, I wasn't capable of understanding it. Oh, I knew that I was inferior, that everyone else had something that had been denied to me. But that was all I knew. And later, I just blocked it out, refused to think about it. And now, it took that simple-minded boy to make me see the truth. Today was good for me. Seeing the past more clearly, I've decided to use my knowledge and skills to work in the field of increasing human intelligence levels. Who's better equipped for this work? Who else has lived in both worlds? These are my people. Let me use my gift to do something for them.
What exactly do you have in mind?
The calculus of intelligence. Mathematical research backed up by practical experimentation.
On yourself?
Can you think of a more appropriate subject? But on the test animals, too. I need a lab of my own and designated computer time. I can work at nights. That'll make it easier to timetable.
I'll see what can be arranged.
Dr. Strauss, I have to do this.
I have several reservations.
Nemo, I'll be working with you, not in competition. I admire your work too much to want to take it from you. You must understand that. There's so much that might be done. If I could be made into a genius, what might be achieved by using this technique on normal people? Or on geniuses?
Charlie. Hello. I haven't seen you down here lately.
I've been busy. How's Algernon?
He's a bit uppity today. Didn't feel like working for his breakfast.
I told you that was wrong. He obviously agrees with me.
Well, let's see if he'd like some lunch. There we go. Would you get him out, Charlie?
Sure. Hello, Algernon. What's all this about a hunger strike, then? Come on with you.
Ow! What?
He bit me. Algernon is changing. He's less cooperative and has to be fed every meal. They're all pretending that his character changes aren't necessarily significant for me, but it's hard to ignore the fact that some of the other animals who were used in this experiment are also showing strange behaviour. I'm going ahead with my plans to carry the Strauss-Nemo research forward. With all due respect to both of them, I'm well aware of their limitations. If there's a reason for this aberrant behaviour, I'll have to find it out for myself. One moment. Come in.
Charlie.
Dr. Strauss.
How long have you been working?
What's the time?
11:20.
A.M.
Charlie, you wouldn't find me here at 11:20 at night.
You think I'm working too hard?
I think you should at least take the occasional rest. And sleep the odd night in your own bed and not on that contraption.
It's surprisingly comfortable once you get used to it. You're right, of course.
Of course.
But I can't stop, not until I know.
And when will that be?
Soon. It has to be soon.
The Algernon Gordon effect.
I suppose I've taken a liberty giving it that name.
A study of the structure and function of increased intelligence.
Charlie, you can't produce a final report after only 5 days' work.
There's no more to be done. I'd like you both to read it and arrange for publication. The maths ought to be checked.
By whom? I doubt if either of us.
I've checked and rechecked my results a dozen times. I hoped I was in error.
What are you saying?
You'll understand when you read the report. I'm only sorry that my contribution to the field has to rest on the ashes of your work.
The ashes? You believe our technique has no future?
It's not a question of belief, I know. The increase of human intelligence by surgical means has no practical application whatsoever. I'm truly sorry.
The hypothesis proven in my report can be described quite simply. Artificially increased intelligence deteriorates at a rate of time directly proportional to the quantity of the increase. Inherent flaws in the technique mean that lasting stability is quite unattainable. It's now certain that Algernon has regressed mentally. Motor activity is impaired and there's an accelerated loss of coordination. There's also a strong indication of progressive amnesia. These and other physical deterioration syndromes can all be predicted by the formulae in my report. Although my findings are irrefutable, I plan to continue with my research. I tell myself that this is not in itself a symptom of irrationality.
What?
Excuse me, Charlie.
What? What do you want?
There is something you should see.
Nemo, this is important.
So is this.
When did it happen?
He was dead when I came in this morning.
You'll dissect, of course.
I must examine the brain. If there are physical changes.
Of course. You'll get a copy of the results to me.
As soon as we can.
Thank you. When you've finished with him.
Yes, Charlie?
I'd like to bury him. Somewhere nice. It's definite. We now have physical corroboration of the theoretical prediction. Algernon's brain had become lighter, and there was a smoothing out of the cerebral convolutions. Now that I know, I don't want it to happen to me. I put his body in a shoebox and buried it in my backyard. I cried.
Charlie! Charlie, come on!
You're sure he's in there?
Oh, yes.
He's not been into the lab for 5 days.
He's not been anywhere.
Charlie!
Leave me alone.
But Charlie...
I want you to... Leave me alone. Go away!
I feel the darkness closing in. It's hard to throw off thoughts of suicide. I keep telling myself how important this introspective recorded journal will be. Today, I picked up Paradise Lost. I remembered how great I thought John Milton was, but when I opened the book, I couldn't understand it at all. I got so angry, I threw it across the room. I've got to try to hold on to some of it, some of the things I've learned. Oh, God, please don't take it all away.
You all right, sir?
Yes, Constable. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Bit of a wet night for a stroll, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I suppose it is.
Far to go, have you, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Where do you live?
Come
on, it's a simple enough question. Where do you live?
I can't remember. I can't remember. I've got to fight it. I won't let it happen. The amnesia isn't constant. I lie in bed for days, and I don't know who or where I am. But then it all comes back to me in a flash. I can't help thinking of the boy in the cafe. The blank expression, the silly smile, the people laughing at him. I must be analytical. I'm forgetting things that I learned recently. It seems to be following the classic pattern. The last things learned are the first things forgotten. Or is that the pattern? I'd better look it up again. Oh, damn.
Hello, Charlie.
I hoped I could do this without anyone seeing.
What have you got there?
Some of my research material. I want to check a few things.
Of course. Dr. Strauss and I have been very worried about you.
He keeps coming round to my room, but I don't let him in.
I know. Why don't you let him in, Charlie?
I just want to be left alone. It's important that I record the changes.
Couldn't you do that here? We could help you.
I don't want your help. I can manage. I needed some more material, that's all.
May I see? Über psychische Ganzheit. Did you find this useful?
What did you say?
Über psychische Ganzheit.
Give me that. Oh, no. No. At first, I thought there was something wrong with my eyes. Then I realized I couldn't read German anymore. I tested myself in other languages. All gone. That was last Tuesday, and since then, most of the books I have here are too hard for me now. I get angry with them. I keep telling myself I must keep going with these reports so that someone will know what's happening to me, but it's getting harder and harder. I couldn't bring myself to tape anything until today. It's Sunday today. I know because I can see through my window people going to church. I think I stayed in bed all week, but I'm not sure. I think of my mother and father a lot these days. I found a picture of them with me. My father has a big ball under his arm. He never shaved much, and he used to scratch my face when he hugged me. He said he was going to take me to see cows on a farm once, but he never did.
Charlie? Charlie? Charlie, wake up.
Miss Kenyon. Go away.
Now, don't be frightened, Charlie.
I don't want to see you. How did you get in?
The door wasn't locked. Charlie, let go of me. What are you doing?
I want you to go away.
Charlie, you're hurting me.
You shouldn't have come in. You shouldn't have seen me.
But, Charlie...
Go away. You can't help me.
Charlie! Please!
Go away! I don't like you anymore! It wasn't true what I said to Miss Kenyon. I said I didn't like her no more, but it's not true. I still love her. But I didn't let her in because I didn't want her to laugh at me, like I remember her doing before. She gave Mrs. Flynn money to pay my rent. I think I lost this month's money from the hospital, but I don't remember. Mrs. Flynn said the way I just lie around all the time reminds her of her son before she threw him out. She said, am I sick? Because if I'm sick, that's one thing, but if I'm a loafer, that's another thing, and she won't have it. I told her I think I'm sick. It's Sunday again. I don't have anything to do because my TV set is broke. I tried to read some stories, but I have to read the same bit over and over again because I don't know what they mean. Please don't let me forget how to read altogether. Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. Mrs. Flynn called a strange doctor to see me. She was afraid I was going to die. I told the doctor I wasn't too sick and that I only forget sometimes. He asked me, did I have any friends or relatives? And I said, no, I don't have any. I told him I had a friend called Algernon once, but he was a mouse, and we used to run races together. He looked at me funny, like he thought I was crazy. He smiled when I told him I used to be a genius. He talked to me like I was a baby, and he winked at Mrs. Flynn. I got mad and chased him out because he was making fun of me the way they all used to. I put some flowers on Algernon's grave today. Mrs. Flynn thinks I'm stupid to put flowers on a mouse's grave, but I told her Algernon was special. Mrs. Flynn said I've got to pay the rent because I haven't paid for over 2 months.
Hey, you.
Me?
Do you see anyone else?
Lots of people.
Well, I'm talking to you. So, you're the famous Charlie Gordon.
Hello.
They say you're a real mastermind.
No.
Say something clever.
I've got to clean the floor.
Go on, say something intelligent. Hey, leave him alone.
Joe.
Hello, Charlie. We heard you was back.
Charlie.
Hello, Frank.
Oh, let go of me!
When you've learnt your lesson.
Lay off him.
Well, I was just having a joke, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, perhaps you don't think it's funny.
He wouldn't know a joke if you hit him in the bloody face with it. Bloody Dumbo.
He's got more guts than you'll ever have, so knock it off.
All right.
Good. Now, get lost.
Charlie,
listen. If anybody bothers you, you call me or Frank, right?
Right. Thank you, Joe. Right.
It's good to have friends. It's good. After work, I did a stupid thing. I forgot I wasn't in Miss Kenyon's class at the night school anymore like I used to be. I went in and sat down in my old seat in the back of the room, and she looked at me funny, and she said, Charles. I didn't remember she ever called me that before, only Charlie's. So I said, hello, Miss Kenyon, I'm ready for my lesson today. Only I lost my book that we was using. She started to cry and run out of the room, and everybody looked at me, and I saw they wasn't the same people who used to be in my class. Then all of a sudden, I remember some things about the operation and me getting smart, and I said, golly, I really done a Charlie Gordon that time. I went away before she come back to the room. That's why I'm going away from here for good. I don't want to do nothing like that again. I don't want Miss Kenyon to feel sorry for me. Everybody feels sorry for me at the factory, and I don't want that either, so I'm going to go somewhere where nobody knows that Charlie Gordon was once a genius, and now he can't even read a book or write good. I'm taking a couple of books along with me, and even if I can't read them, I'll practice hard, and maybe I won't forget everything I learned. If I try real hard, maybe I'll be a little bit smarter than I was before the operation. I got my rabbit's foot and my lucky penny, and maybe they will help me. If you ever hear this, Miss Kenyon, don't be sorry for me. I'm glad I got a second chance to be smart, because I learned a lot of things that I never even knew were in this world, and I'm grateful that I saw it all for a little bit. I don't know why I'm stupid again, or what I did wrong. Maybe it's because I didn't try hard enough. Goodbye, Miss Kenyon and Dr. Strauss and everybody. Please tell Dr. Nemo not to be so upset when people laugh at him, and he would have more friends. It's easy to make friends if you let people laugh at you. I'm going to have lots of friends where I go. Oh, please, if you get a chance, put some flowers on Algernon's grave in the backyard.
In Flowers for Algernon by Daniel Keyes, dramatised by Bert Cools, Tom Courtney played Charlie, Barry Cookson, Dr. Strauss, Ronald Herdman, Dr. Nemore, Joanna Myers, Miss Kenyon, Clarence Smith, Bert, Nigel Carrington, Joe, Alan Barker, Frank, and Oriel Smith, Mrs. Flynn. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.